With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's called the Thompson Fire. It has chased thousands from their homes in Butte County, Northern California. A dozen or so wildfires are burning across California as a heat wave sends the mercury soaring across a vast area.
The southern U.S. will be 90s to around 100 from Texas and the portions of North Carolina. But the West Coast is where we have the hottest temperatures. So portions of California, especially like the valley of Central Valley of California, into the 100s, even into portions of southern Oregon, over 100 degrees.
National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard. He is in it to win it. That catchphrase repeated over and over by the Democratic governors who met yesterday with President Biden following his disastrous debate with former President Trump last week.
As even close allies discuss how Democrats might come up with a new presidential candidate, President Biden met with more than 20 Democratic governors. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We were honest about the feedback that we were getting. We were honest about the concerns that we were hearing from people.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says Democrats need to know Biden's up to it.
We're worried because of the threat of a Trump presidency is not theoretical for governors. We've served when Donald Trump was president, and the threats to our nation were real.
The upshot, says Moore,
that we said that we would stand with him.
A point punctuated by New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, this long 4th of July holiday weekend may set new travel records. Among them, TSA expects to screen more than 3 million travelers at airports. And AAA expects almost 71 million people to venture at least 50 miles from home over the long holiday weekend. No trading taking place today on Wall Street. The financial markets closed for Independence Day. This is SRN News. Two Jewish cemeteries in Cincinnati are attacked.
Police are looking for vandals who damaged nearly 200 markers inside the graveyards on the city's historic west side. A number of the gravestones date back to the 19th century and will require expensive restoration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S., and attacks on Jewish cemeteries are one of the more common expressions of it. The problem has only gotten worse since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Kansas has blocked a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the country. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies in Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming because they sued. It also applies to a Stillwater, Oklahoma middle school. This is SRN News. It was a solemn and a moving observance at the White House the other day, and one that all agree was long overdue.
During an East Room ceremony, the president awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously to Army Privates Philip Shadrach and George Wilson for conspicuous gallantry. In 1862, they stole a locomotive deep in Confederate territory and drove it north while destroying railroad tracks and telegraph lines.
The heroic deeds went unacknowledged for over a century. But time did not erase their valor.
The White House said it is unknown why the two men were not originally recommended for the Medal of Honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Spoiled food, the reason a Detroit to Amsterdam flight had to be diverted to New York's Kennedy Airport. Some passengers ate the bad food that was served on that Delta flight. 14 of the plane's 277 passengers, as well as 10 crew members, were treated by medical personnel when the flight landed. SRNnews.com.